Well, this could be a very rainy boo. I'm just on the verge of getting saturated by the rain. Stopped for now, but hopefully I'll get to the top of the street. And potentially, my other half, Daniel Art Rose on Twitter, will come up the road and offer me a lift, because he's driving home from the art studio from Long Eaton as we speak. Well, things that have happened today. There's some really exciting stuff taking place at PCM Projects, collaborations between myself at PCM Creative and Phil Campbell at Phil Campbell on Twitter. And there's going to be some real developments. So if you've been following what we've been doing with the studio, there's a real chance of seeing things move forward quite extraordinarily over the next 3 months. Those 3 months also coincide with a new phase that I'm going through in my business. I'm currently working with Lillian Smith, who's a Real Tonic business coach and a consultant. And I had my first session with her yesterday. So one of the things that came out of that really for me, hopefully you'll be aware, or you've heard me talking, of my seven roads of social media. And one of the things that came out of yesterday was me using my own concept structure and putting together the demographic or the footprint of my ideal client. So if I could have a client with a particular order of the seven roads, what would that be? And I don't know why I'd never thought of doing it before, but you know, Lillian Smith, brilliant, Real Tonic. I think she's Real Tonic PR on Twitter, I'll have to check. But yeah, brilliant. So she helped me to focus on exactly what kind of client I am ideally looking for. So I've now got a real sense of who I want to be targeting. And it's essentially executives, top management, heads of department who really need to get their heads around social media as a platform, what tools and services available, but also the strategy of it as well, and how they can start to implement that within the business at all levels. So, you know, within administration, within the business strategy, and within the productivity of the business. So, and of course, how that reflects on your balance sheet. So yes, that's really exciting. And I think the other thing, I met up with Living Room UK, or no, Living Room Knot, in the other end of High Pavement to PCM Creative. And I had a really good conversation with them today about the use of the living room as a venue for events. So if anybody's looking for events, Ruth at the Living Room has got some great deals on offer. Beautiful, beautiful restaurant upstairs, which I never knew existed. Various configurations of venue downstairs, from, you know, 100 delegates downstairs in the bar to a restaurant that holds 120 upstairs seating, eating phenomenal food. And she's doing a really good commission rate on for event organisers who refer parties to there. So, well, one to bear in mind. And it also did make me realise how your attitudes can follow your company long before, long after the management have moved on. The Living Room's quite an example of this. We were talking about events organisers using the room, and as an events organiser a few years ago, I've always liked the Living Room as a space, but when I'd approached them, they were really quite adamant and a little rude at the time to say, no, we don't want events, networking events of various natures in the building. And kind of not only put me off the venue as a place to professionally suggest to have good, high quality event. But also, I think one thing that organisations have to consider with events organisers, that on a social level, in terms of social media, we are often the people within our social groups that make the suggestions of where you go and eat, where you go and drink, where you go and party, because we have knowledge of the venues. And especially if someone's coming to a new town, they may contact you specifically to say, oh, I'm in town, what pubs should I go to, which bars? And if you've alienated an events manager as part of their professional life, the chances are you're also going to have been discredited in the reputation and they haven't been using your venue. So I'm going to be emailing events organisers that I know from the time who are still working and saying, hey, you know, living room's back on the market, which is quite exciting. So, thing to bear in mind that although a business may change hands, you really do have to consider the reputation that's been left behind. And that's just something that was created through word of mouth offline. Now that the social media fallout of alienating a particular sector, and I think it's for venues and for bars and for hoteliers, for hospitality industry, you know, events managers are really quite powerful and have the communication skills as well to blog, and they will either, as myself, choose to praise rather than punish, therefore you get no coverage, or if you look after them and you give them ways of blogging and content for them to blog, then they will talk about you with open arms. So anyway, I've gone on far longer than I usually do. It hasn't rained, I'm not soaking wet, but I am off to yoga tonight, so slightly manic in my voice you may detect. So yes, I am going to complete this boo, I'm going to go home, I'm going to have a cup of tea, and I'm going to have a bit of a meditative yoga. So good things to come.